All government requires the use of violence and coercion in order to perpetuate. Hey there, what is going on? I'm David Greenberg, and I want to welcome you here if this is your first time joining me. I am a natural law anarchist and a DL cultist. And so what I do is I come on here and create videos that share deeply occulted knowledge about natural law so that together we can actually change the human condition from one of slavery to one of freedom. And on today's video, I want to explain why all government is a form of slavery. You've heard me mention this on other videos. By the way, if you're new to my channel, you're probably gonna wanna jump in and watch my video about what is natural law first, because I provide a lot of foundational knowledge in that video, and I tend to build on top of what I've shared in previous videos as I move forward in this series. So just before I get into this, go ahead and smash the like button on this video. That's gonna help me to get this message out to more people, and that's really important. Because this knowledge is not going to be helpful if just I know it or just a few people know it. We need to get this out to as many people as possible. Also, before I get into the topic, I want you to comment below, do you understand why government is slavery? So go ahead and comment below. I'd like to understand what your starting point is. That really helps me to understand where people are at. So go ahead and comment below the video what your understanding of government is, and do you also see why all government is slavery? So let's jump in and let's talk about it. First of all, we need to understand what government is. So a lot of people use the term government, and it's easy to forget that government actually consists of people. So in old times, think of Game of Thrones, think of ancient times or Middle Ages, instead of having government, we had kings. There were kings, individual rulers, right? The monarchy. So at that time, it was easy to see that there was one person who was in charge of a realm, and that person was considered the king, or maybe there was the queen, and so forth. With government, that understanding has been somewhat obfuscated because government is now this faceless entity. But the truth is that government always consists of people. And actually, government consists of a small group of people, and the term that is actually used is oligarchy. So instead of a monarchy, now we have an oligarchy, but the reality is that government actually consists of people, right? And these are who are considered the rulers. The archy part of monarchy, oligarchy, anarchy, all these terms, it always comes from the Greek word archon. The Greek word archon means master or ruler, as in master over slaves. So right there we can see there's a hint to what government actually is. The reason why all government is slavery on its face is because all government requires the use of violence and coercion in order to rule, right? All government requires violence and coercion, which are blatant violations of natural law, in order to perpetuate themselves. And if you haven't watched my video about what is natural law, I'll provide a link here somewhere. It's hard to jump in here if you don't have some of the prerequisite knowledge. All government requires the use of violence and coercion in order to perpetuate. The collection of taxes requires violence and coercion, because if someone doesn't agree or someone refuses to pay their taxes, or if someone refuses to obey any rule at all that is set forth by the government, then the government needs some kind of mechanism to enforce its rule, and that is always violence. It's always a violation of natural law. And the government, through committing such violence and coercion, is stealing either the life, rights, or rightfully possessed property of the so-called subjects, or the slaves, or the population that is under the rule of that government. This is always true. It doesn't matter what type of government you're talking about. It also doesn't matter where in the world you're talking about. And it doesn't matter what size population you're talking about. It could be two people ruling one person. It could be one person attempting to rule two people. It could be one person attempting to rule one other person. It doesn't matter. The population size is irrelevant. What matters is that violence and coercion are always required in order for the rule of that government to be imposed and for it to continue unchallenged and uninterrupted through time. And if there's a revolution and another government comes in, or if there's a change due to voting or whatever structure, it doesn't matter. It's just changing one master for another. Government could not exist if it did not utilize violence and coercion, and it did not use the theft or even just the threat of the theft of people's life, rights, and property in order to perpetuate its rule and its existence on the face of it. And if you look at any government in the world, you'll see that this is absolutely true, and it's always going to be true. It always has been true, and it always will be true. Now, I do want to provide some solutions. I don't just want to leave you here with bad news. Just before I do that, if you haven't done so already, please like this video. And when you like this video, you help me to get this message out to more people, and you tell this platform that this content is valuable. So go ahead and like the video. Also, comment below any questions you have. I encourage you to subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. That way I can continue to deliver to you great knowledge and information to help you learn more about natural law, so that together we can change the human condition from one of slavery to one of freedom. So now, as promised, I want to give you solutions. So the solution is anarchy. There's a lot of misunderstanding around the word anarchy, and that is because the social engineers of society are very good at a form of mind control, which is called endless repetition. It's probably one of the simplest forms of mind control and yet one of the most effective. And endless repetition basically is used to alter people's understanding and change their understanding from the correct definition of a word to an incorrect definition. So the word anarchy is a brilliant example. It's one of the best examples of that. Anarchy does not mean no rules. It does not mean chaos. What we actually live in right now under government rulership is chaos. Anarchy means no masters. It comes from the Greek an, absence of, and archy, which comes from archon, which means a master or a ruler over slaves. So anarchy literally means no masters, or as some people say, no masters, no slaves. However, there are rules, and the rules are natural law. Natural law is probably the most occulted knowledge on planet Earth. It's not taught in any public schools. You'll rarely even find people talking about it on YouTube or online in general. That's one of the reasons why I do what I do. So what is the solution? The solution is to understand what I just shared and to commit to learning and understanding and then applying natural law in your own life. The more you become a student of natural law, the more you understand natural law, then the more you're able to create freedom for yourself. I should say we as a population can extricate ourselves from our current state of slavery and the current state of chaos that is created under the imposition of government, and we can actually be free. But in order to be free, you need to understand the rules of the universe, and those are what we learn when we study natural law. So that's why I do what I do. So the solution is to become a student of occult knowledge in general, and specifically natural law, to commit to learning it and applying it in your own life. And I certainly am doing my part to make that happen. That's why I created freedomvibe.art. This platform exists solely for the purpose of educating around natural law through art, through educational materials, through videos like this one. And in fact, if you are getting a lot of value from this, in addition to liking this video and subscribing and following me on social media, there is a link on my website or below this video where you can make a voluntary financial donation to help me move this cause forward. So if you've got tremendous value and you want to, you can make a voluntary donation. And of course, I appreciate all donations. They really help. Even the smallest amount, even as little as $1, is going to make a big difference. So that's a great way to help. Obviously, share this video and this information with as many people as you can. That's also extremely important. And just follow me here and elsewhere. Get involved. If you feel compelled to get more involved, obviously do that, because things aren't going to change just from me getting up here and sharing this knowledge. It has to be an aggregate effort. We live in a collective reality, so it's going to take a significant number of people waking up to this knowledge in order to make a real difference. But this is a start, and I'm going to keep going. So I appreciate you showing up here. I hope you've gotten a lot of value. Comment below any questions or observations you have, and I will look forward to seeing you on the next video.